You're listening to Through the Bible by Faith Community Church. Join us for 365 consecutive days as we read God's Word together. This podcast uses the World English Bible, American Edition, a translation that is open source and in the public domain. To learn more about our ministry, please visit faithcommunityma.com.
February 3rd, Leviticus, chapters 10, 11, and 12. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he had not commanded them. Fire came out from before Yahweh and devoured them, and they died before Yahweh. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what Yahweh spoke of, saying, 'I will show myself holy to those who come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified.'" Aaron held his peace. Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, "Draw near, carry your brothers from before the sanctuary out of the camp." So they came near and carried them in their tunics out of the camp, as Moses had said. Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his sons, "Don't let the hair of your heads go loose, and don't tear your clothes so that you don't die, and so that he will not be angry with the congregation. But let your brothers, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahweh has kindled. You shall not go out from the door of the tent of meeting, lest you die, for the anointing oil of Yahweh is on you." They did according to the word of Moses. Then Yahweh said to Aaron, "You and your sons are not to drink wine or strong drink whenever you go into the tent of meeting, or you will die. This shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. You are to make a distinction between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. You are to teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them by Moses." Moses spoke to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his sons who were left. "Take the meal offering that remains of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire and eat it without yeast beside the altar, for it is most holy. And you shall eat it in a holy place, because it is your portion and your son's portion of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, for so I am commanded. The waved breast and the heaved thigh you shall eat in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you. For they are given as your portion and your son's portion out of the sacrifices of the peace offerings of the children of Israel. They shall bring the heaved thigh and the waved breast with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before Yahweh. It shall be yours and your sons with you as a portion forever, as Yahweh has commanded." Moses diligently inquired about the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burned. He was angry with Eleazar and with Ithamar, the sons of Aaron who were left, saying, "Why haven't you eaten the sin offering in the place of the sanctuary, since it is most holy? And he has given it to you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahweh. Behold, its blood was not brought into the inner part of the sanctuary. You certainly should have eaten it in the sanctuary as I commanded." Aaron spoke to Moses, "Behold, today they have offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before Yahweh, and such things as these have happened to me. If I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been pleasing in Yahweh's sight?" When Moses heard that, it was pleasing in his sight. Leviticus chapter 11. Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, 'These are the living things which you may eat among all the animals that are on the earth. Whatever parts the hoof and is cloven-footed, and choose the cut among the animals that you may eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat of those that chew the cud or of those who part the hoof, the camel, because it chews the cud but doesn't have a parted hoof, it is unclean to you. The hyrax, because it chews the cud but doesn't have a parted hoof, it is unclean to you. The hare, because it chews the cud but doesn't have a parted hoof, is unclean to you. The pig, because it has a split hoof and is cloven-footed but doesn't chew the cud, is unclean to you. You shall not eat their meat. You shall not touch their carcasses. They are unclean to you. You may eat of all these that are in the waters, whatever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas and in the rivers, that you may eat. All that don't have fins and scales in the seas and rivers, all that move in the waters, and all the living creatures that are in the waters, they are an abomination to you. You shall detest them. You shall not eat of their meat, and you shall detest their carcasses. Whatever has no fins nor scales in the water is an abomination to you. You shall detest these among the birds. They shall not be eaten because they are an abomination. The eagle, the vulture, the black vulture, the red kite, any kind of black kite, any kind of raven, the horned owl, the screech owl, the gull, any kind of hawk, the little owl, the cormorant, the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, the osprey, the stork, any kind of heron, the hoopoe, and the bat. All flying insects that walk on all fours are an abomination to you. Yet you may eat these. Of all winged creeping things that go on all fours, which have long jointed legs for hopping the earth, even these you may eat. Any kind of locust, any kind of katydid, any kind of cricket, any kind of grasshopper. But all winged creeping things that have 4 feet are an abomination to you. But these you will become unclean. Whoever touches their carcass shall be unclean until the evening. Whoever carries any part of their carcass shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. Every animal that has a split hoof that isn't completely divided or doesn't chew the cud is unclean to you. Everyone who touches them shall be unclean. Whatever goes on its paws, among all animals that go on all fours, they are unclean to you. Whoever touches their carcass shall be unclean until the evening. He who carries their carcass shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you. These are they which are unclean to you among the creeping things that creep on the earth, the weasel, the rat, any kind of great lizard, the gecko, and the monitor lizard, the wall lizard, the skink, and the chameleon. These are they which are unclean to you among all that creep. Whoever touches them when they are dead shall be unclean until the evening. Anything they fall on when they are dead shall be unclean, whether it is any vessel of wood or clothing or skin or sack, whatever vessel it is, with which any work is done, it must be put into water and shall be unclean until the evening. Then it will be clean. Every earthen vessel into which any of them falls and all that is in it shall be unclean. You shall break it. All food which may be eaten which is soaked in water shall be unclean. All drink that may be drunk in every such vessel shall be unclean. Everything whereupon part of their carcass falls shall be unclean, whether oven or range for pots, it shall be broken into pieces. They are unclean, and shall be unclean to you. Nevertheless, a spring or a cistern in which water is gathered shall be clean, but that which touches their carcass shall be unclean. If part of their carcass falls on any sowing seed which is to be sown, it is clean. But if water is put on the seed and part of their carcass falls on it, it is unclean to you. If any animal of which you may eat dies, he who touches its carcass shall be unclean until the evening. He who eats of its carcass shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. He also who carries its carcass shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. Every creeping thing that creeps on the earth is an abomination, shall not be eaten. Whatever goes on its belly, and whatever goes on all fours, or whatever has many feet, even all creeping things that creep on the earth, them you shall not eat, for they are an abomination. You shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creeps. You shall not make yourselves unclean with them, that you should be defiled by them. For I am Yahweh your God. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. You shall not defile yourselves with any kind of creeping thing that moves on the earth, for I am Yahweh who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the animal, and of the bird, and of every living thing that creature that moves in the waters, and of every creature that creeps on the earth, to make a distinction between the unclean and the clean, and between the living thing that may be eaten and the living thing that may not be eaten. Leviticus chapter 12. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman conceives and bears a male child, then shall she be unclean 7 days. As in the days of her monthly period, she shall be unclean. In the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. She shall continue in the blood of purification 33 days. She shall not touch any holy thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying are completed. But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her period, and she shall continue in the blood of purification 66 days. When the days of her purification are completed, for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the door of the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or turtle dove for a sin offering. He shall offer it before Yahweh and make atonement for her. Then she shall be cleansed from the fountain of her blood. This is the law for her who bears, whether male or female. If she cannot afford a lamb, then she shall take two turtle doves or two young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for her, and she shall be clean.
Thank you for listening to Through the Bible by Faith Community Church. To learn more about our ministry, please visit our website, faithcommunityma.com.